services.
奉主耶稣圣名开始我们今天晚上的聚会。
Let's all rise up and sing hymn 286.
请我们大家一起站立来唱286首。
286.
286。
Let's kneel down and pray together and ask God to guide us.
我们一起跪下来祷告，求神带领我们的聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study the book of Galatians. So the last time we have shared the Messenger of God part 2.
我们上一节课谈到神的使者第二部分.
As a messenger of God, we cannot show partiality.
我们身为神的使者不能对人有偏待.
So we use Peter as an example.
所以我们用彼得作为一个 例子.
Even though Peter understood that a man is justified by his faith,
虽然彼得他了解, 人是以信称义,
but during a time because he showed partiality, he left those group who are Gentile went to those who are circumcision.
但是当时因为 人的压力, 所以他离开跟这些还没有受过割礼的人, 然后去跟这些受过割礼的人坐在一块。
So during the time, Paul rebuked him sharply.
所以, 保罗就很严厉地指责他。
And then as a messenger of God, we need to defend the gospel of God.
作为神的使者, 我们也得, 我们也必须要, 来为我们所信的真理来,征战。
So we start in chapter 3, verse 1. This is the foolish Galatians.
在第三章的第一节提到说你们这些无知的加拉太人啊。
And from verse 1 to verse 5, Paul using a personal argument to say that a man is justified by his faith in Christ Jesus.
所以在第三章的第一节到第五节这里, 保罗用他, 用他的想法来跟大家解释, 人是, 因信称义。
Because in verse 1 it says, right before whose eye Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified.
因为在第三章的第一节这里提到说, 耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前。
So during the time the members in Galatia, they understand very clearly that our Lord Jesus Christ have died for them and redeemed them from their sin.
所以当时, 加拉太人他们, 已经体验到他们也知道耶稣基督钉十字架为了他们受死。
So for us, we need also to think about this concept.
所以, 我们现在, 也要来想一想这个想法。
We have to realize that the experience we go through as the chosen people of God, this experience is enough for us to know this is the true church of God.
作为, 选民, 我们在今日的生活中, 我们也经历过神的爱, 所以我们也应该来思考一下, 耶稣钉十字架对我们的意义。
Because what we have learned in the past is truly a revelation from God.
因为, 我们过去的经验是, 神显示显现给我们看的。
I remember when I first came to Christ.
我记得我刚来, 认识神的时候,
before I came to your church, I was Greek Orthodox for many, many years.
在我来真教会之前, 我是, 希腊真教的, 信徒。
Actually, the Greek Orthodox priests, they are very high educated.
希腊正教他们的传道者都非常的, 有学问。
Most of them have PhD in theology.
他们很多人都是神学博士。
So when they go up and preach, they wear beautiful robe.
所以当他们, 站在讲台上讲道的时候, 他们穿得非常, 华丽的, 袍子。
And usually they have a big Bible, right, that's all plated with gold. And the little boy would carry it for them, right, walking around like this.
通常他们, 在台上的时候都会有一个 非常豪华的大型的圣经, 然后有一个, 童子抬着那个圣经。
But for almost 15 years, every time I hear their message,
但是, 我在那个教会听了15年的道理,
my heart was really never moved.
我的心并没有, 受感动。
But when I first came to Jesus Church,
但是当我第一次接触真教会的时候,
of course, a minister there speaking Chinese.
虽然我们传道者讲的是中文,
and those who translate also speak in broken English.
帮他翻译的人的英文又不是太好。
But why my heart was so moved?
但是我的心, 却为了那个道理感动。
Why? Because what they have declared is what they want to portray, that our Lord Jesus Christ that is with us.
因为在台上讲的话就是在, 显现耶稣基督活化在我们眼前。
And because of this alone, truly my faith increased, and I want to be baptized into Jesus Church.
所以因为这些经验, 所以我亲自, 亲身地体验到耶稣基督钉十字架活化在我眼前, 所以我要在这里受洗。
So for us, if you have any kind of doubts in our church,
所以, 我们在座的人如果对, 教会有任何的怀疑,
compare truly the message at our church and to other church.
我们可以试着去比较一下我们教会的道理和别的教会的道理。
And we can see very clear that the message we preach, it has life inside of it.
我们就会非常清楚我们教会的道理是带着生命的。
Even though sometimes it's not fancy.
也许我们道理并不是用很活泼的方式来表达。
And sometimes it's not delivered so eloquently.
也许台上的人口才并不是那么好。
But what we preach is have salvation and is the true gospel of God.
但是我们传的道理是真的在传神的救恩。
And then verse 2 said, This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing of faith?
第二节这里提到说，我只是要问你们一件事，你们受了圣灵是因受是因行律法呢，还是因听信福音呢？
So during the time, Paul, he wanted to know, the members in Galatia, did they receive the Holy Spirit because they did something good?
所以在这里保罗问这些加拉太人说，你们受了圣灵是因为你们行为很好吗？
Did they receive the Holy Spirit because they followed the law?
你们受圣灵是因为你们行律法吗？
Or by hearing of faith?
还是因为你们听信了福音呢？
It's also a question for every single one of us.
这也是一个问题，我们要问我们每一位。
So far, I have not gone to any churches that have the promised Holy Spirit.
所有我参加过或听过的教会，我从来没有听过任何一个教会有圣灵。
Of course, people outside, they are moved by the Holy Spirit. They are moved by the Holy Spirit. Yes, outside a church, they are moved by the Holy Spirit.
虽然有些人也许他们有受过圣灵的感动。
But so far, I have not encountered anyone who received the promised Holy Spirit.
但是我没有遇到一个不是真教会的人，可是有得到圣灵，有真的得到圣灵。
So for us, we really need to think about this.
所以我们要好好的来思考一下。
Think about when we receive the Holy Spirit.
让我们想一想我们得到圣灵的那一刻。
When we receive the Holy Spirit, this is a great miracle already that God has put upon us.
当我们受到圣灵的那一刻，就已经神的神迹显现在我们身上。
By this alone, we should believe this is the only saved church.
光是靠这个神迹，我们就应该很清楚的知道真教会是真教会。
Just like me when I first came to Christ.
就像我刚来接触教会
I really do not know the central doctrine.
我并不知道太多的教义。
And the time I would just come to Bible studies, you know, 4 or 5 times.
我是从一开始是从参加读经的聚会来开始。
But that night when I was sleeping, when the Holy Spirit asked me to get up and pray, I prayed and I received the Holy Spirit.
但是当我参加完读经聚会在家里的时候，我受到圣灵的感动，我就起床来祷告，然后我就得到圣灵。
I did not do anything to deserve to receive the Holy Spirit.
我并没有做什么好的行为让我值得得到圣灵，但是因为我跪起来祷告，神叫我跪起来祷告，我得到圣灵。
But the grace of God was upon me.
神的恩典就降临在我的身上。
So that's why no one can tell me that our church is not a true church of God.
所以从这里我就非常清楚，不管别人怎么说，我知道真教会是神的真教会。
Why? Because the Holy Spirit lives inside of us.
因为我知道圣灵住在我们每个人的心里。
Not because we do anything good, but rather because we continue to come to church and have faith in church.
并不是因为我们的行为有多好，而是因为我们持续的来教会聚会来亲近神。
And that's why in verse 3, Paul continues to say, Are you so foolish? Haven't been begun in the Spirit. Are you now being made perfect by the flesh?
在第三节这边说到，你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？
Of course, during this time, you know, Paul is talking about that before we are baptized, and before we come to know the truth, we receive the Holy Spirit because of grace from God.
在第三节这边提到的就是说我们在我们是因为靠着神的恩典所以我们得到圣灵。
But do not think now that we are in Christ that we can do things, right, to deserve to enter the heavenly kingdom.
虽然我们是靠着神的恩典来得到圣灵而不是因为我们的行为，但是我们现在已经是归入神又得到圣灵的人，我们的行为就要好。
Of course, we need to work hard to serve our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要努力的来做神的工。
But salvation came to us before even we know Christ.
但是救恩来到我们身上，在我们还没有真正认识基督的时候。
Even before we did not have the opportunity to serve Him.
在我们还没有真的开始在服侍神的时候。
So that's why I do not think that anything that we do, we deserve to enter the heavenly kingdom.
所以不要认为我们能得到进天国的凭据是来自我们的行为。
Sometimes we have this wrong conception.
有时候也许我们会有这样错误的
想法。We think that when we come to church, the more we do, the more we deserve to go to heaven.
我们觉得我们来到教会很认真的来聚会，所以我们做了好事，我们有我们的行为让我们可以进到天国。
But when we come to church, this is the least thing we can do for Lord Jesus Christ to do His holy work.
其实，我们来到神的面前，我们用我们全心全意来服侍神，是我们最。
And then verse 4, have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain?
第四节这边说到，你们受苦如此之多都是徒然的吗？难道果真是徒然的？
And then verse 5, therefore he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracle among you, does he do it by the work of the law or by hearing of faith?
第五节，那赐给你们的圣灵又在你们中间行异能的，是因为你们行律法呢？是因为你们听信福音呢？
So the reason Paul asked all these questions for them is for them to reflect about themselves.
在这里，保罗问了他们几个问题，是希望他们能认真的思考。
And through their personal experience, they should know that God saved them through faith.
让他们来思考一下，在他们自己亲身的体验。是经由神的恩典，他们才能得救。
And through our experience, we know the Jewish church preach the true gospel.
我们经由我们自己本身的体验，我们知道真教会是神的真教会。
But we need to really have this kind of conviction.
我们要有这样的认知。
To understand our church is the only safe church.
我们要知道我们教会是唯一的真教会。
Then from verse 6 to verse 25, Paul, who used the Old Testament,to argue that a man is justified by faith.
在第六节这里开始提到，保罗开始用旧约的经节来讲，因信称义的道理。
Sometimes it's hard to believe. Even the Old Testament, if you want to be saved, you must have faith toward God.
在这里虽然，当时的人不能理解，但是其实从旧约里面就已经开始在讲这个道理，因信称义的道理。
That's why in verse 6 it says, just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness.
在第六节这里提到，正如亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
And then verse 7 says, therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham.
第七节说，你们要知道，那以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
So in the Old Testament, even though they do not have Christ,
所以在旧约的时候，虽然他们还不知道基督
，but when they want to please God, they must have faith in Him and toward Him.
但是如果他们要取悦神，他们要信神。
Just like Cain by faith, just like Abel by faith, he offered a better sacrifice than of Cain.
就像亚伯在旧约的时候的亚伯，他因为信，所以他献上更好的祭。
And by faith, Noah walked with God, and it was no more.
因为信，所以挪亚跟神同行。
And by faith, that Enoch also walked with God, and it was translated, did not see death.
因为靠着信，所以以诺与神同行，然后最后没有经过死亡，就直接。
Just like by faith, Abraham willing to leave his homeland to go and serve God in a foreign land.
也因着信，所以亚伯拉罕他愿意离开他的父家。搬到一个不认识的地方。
Just like Moses, by faith he was refused to be called the son of Pharaoh.
就像摩西，因着信，所以他不愿意作为法老之子。
So without faith, those people could not be saved.
如果不是因为经由信心的话，他们都不能得到救恩。
So that's why Paul used the Old Testament to prove that one must have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ to be saved.
所以保罗用这些旧约的例子来告诉我们，要经由信这些人才能得到救恩。
If you read in verse 7, it says, therefore know that only those who are faith are sons of Abraham.
第七节这里说，所以你们要知道，那以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And that's why we also are sons of Abraham.
我们今日我们也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们是靠着信，所以我们靠着信基督耶稣，所以我们现在成为亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Just like Zacchaeus.
像撒该，Zacchaeus,
our Lord Jesus Christ concluded that today salvation has come to this house because he also a son of Abraham.
耶稣对撒该说，今天救恩要临到你的家里，因为你也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Why did our Lord Jesus Christ conclude with this saying?
为什么耶稣会这样跟他说呢？
Because Zacchaeus has faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. Zacchaeus, even though he was rich and even though he had high status in society, but he wanted to see the Lord Jesus Christ.
撒该他虽然是在, 社会中有地位有财富的人, 但是他相信耶稣, 所以他想要看耶稣。
And the reason he wanted to see the Lord Jesus Christ is because he knows that the Lord Jesus Christ can fulfill his life.
他想要看耶稣, 是因为他知道耶稣身上有可以, 让他的生命完全东西。
Even though during that time he wanted to see the Lord Jesus Christ, but he cannot.
虽然他很想要看耶稣, 但是他却没办法做到。
But because of his faith, he ran ahead of the people and climbed up the sycamore tree.
但是因为他有信心, 所以他, 越过了这些众人, 然后跑到树上去。
Actually, without faith, he cannot do this.
如果不是因为有对, 耶稣的信心, 他不会做这件事。
So because of his faith, he climbed up the sycamore tree, then the Lord Jesus Christ saw him and called him and invited himself to Zacchaeus' house.
因为他有信心, 所以他越过众人, 爬到树上, 然后耶稣看到他, 所以来到他的家里。
And then by faith, that Zacchaeus willing to give half his good to the poor.
也因着信, 所以, 撒该他愿意把他的财富分给穷人。
By faith, Zacchaeus willing to restore fourfold to those people who took things falsely.
也是因着信, 所以撒该他愿意把过去他亏欠的人, 他用四倍偿还他们。
Actually, for us, we also need to have this kind of faith.
就像撒该一样, 我们也需要有这样的信心。
Because even the Old Testament already tells us, through faith, we are safe.
因为, 这些, 即使在旧约里面都已经提到要靠着信才能得到救恩。
That's why in verse 8 Paul continues to say, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentile by faith preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand saying, in you all the nations shall be blessed.
第八节这里提到, 并且圣经既然预先看明, 神要叫外邦人一信称义, 就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕, 说外国, 万国必因你得福。
You can see God already prophesied that all the nations will be blessed through Abraham, because of his faith.
我们在这里可以看到神早就已经在圣经里面, 预言说万国都要经由亚伯拉罕得福。
And then verse 9 says, so then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham.
第九节这里提到, 可见那以信为本的人, 和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福。
But if they go in their own ways, their old ways,
如果, 但是如果他们是照着他们旧的方法来做的话,
if they continue to follow the law, for sure they will be cursed again.
但如果他们还是照他们以前的做法来行律法的话,
That's why in verse 10 says, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, curse is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them.
所以第十节这里提到, 凡以行律法为本的都是受诅咒的, 因为经上记着, 凡不常照律法书上所记的一切事, 去行的就被诅咒。
Actually, thank God for us, we do not have to follow the law.
事实上我们很感谢神, 因为我们不需要照着律法书上所记的一切事。
But at the same time, it's also not easy for us to have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是信心也是一件, 不容易做到的事情。
If we do not have faith in him, this means we cannot be justified by him.
因为如果我们, 在神没有, 我们对神没有信心的话, 我们就没有办法一信称义。
And we cannot be justified by our Lord Jesus Christ, this means we also can become a curse.
如果我们不能因信称义的话, 我们也是被诅咒的人。
And that's why in verse 12 says, yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them.
十二节这里提到, 律法原不本乎信, 只是行这些事, 行这些事的就必因此活着。
Even though we do not live under the Old Testament,
虽然我们不是在旧约的律法下,
but nowadays,
生活,
everything we do when we serve God or serve one another, we must do in faith.
但是我们现在我们做每一件事情在服侍神, 在, 跟弟兄姐妹交往的时候, 我们要靠着信心。
If we don't do everything in faith, this is also a curse that we receive from our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为如果我们不照着信心来做的话, 我们也会, 得到咒诅。
If we continue to read verse 13, it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
13节, 这里说到, 基督既为我们受了咒诅。
Why? Because having become a curse for us, for it is written, curse is everyone who hangs on a tree.
就, 赎出我们脱离律法咒诅, 因为经上记着, 凡挂在木头上的都是被咒诅的。
Of course, our Lord Jesus Christ, we see, our Lord Jesus Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. That is truly for the Israelite people, the Jews.
基督耶稣为我们赎出来, 把我们, 救出来, 不受咒诅。
But he also became a curse for us. Maybe do not need to follow the old ways in the Old Testament.
所以我们被赎出来，我们不需要再受律法的约束。
And then verse 14 said that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentile in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of Spirit through faith.
第十四节这边讲到，这便叫亚伯拉罕的福音，基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
So you can see that Paul used 19 verses to prove that the Old Testament, they are saved because of their faith.
所以在这里我们可以看到
19 verses.
Yes. 保罗在这里用了十九个经节来用旧约的章节来支持这个因信称义的道理。
And then from verse 15 to verse 18, this is he talking about the changeless promise that God have given to us.
从15节到18节这边提到了律法和应许的差别。
And then verse 19 to verse 25, this is the purpose of the law. Of course, the law come to destroy a person.
第19节到25节这边提到律法的作用。
But as the members in Galatians, they should not worry about this kind of stuff.
但是作为在保罗要对他们讲话的这些加拉太人，这些其实并不是用在他们身上的。
Through our Lord Jesus Christ, he come to fulfill the law.
因为耶稣基督他来了，他成全了律法。
That's why in verse 22 say, But the scripture has confined all under sin, that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe.
在22节这边提到说，圣经把众人都圈在罪里， 但使所应许的福音信耶稣基督归于那信的人。
And then from verse 26 to chapter 4, verse 7, this is the practical argument that Paul put upon them.
在第三章的第26节到第4章的第7节这边提到，保罗对他们提他们的身份的事情。
Of course, verse 26 is talking about how we are son of God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
在26节这边提到说，我们因为借由基督耶稣都成了神的儿子。
For those of us who are baptized, we are no longer Jew or Greek.
在verse 28. 在受了圣礼的人，我们就不再分谁是犹太人，谁是希利尼人或外邦人。
But then in chapter 4, say verse 1, Now I say that the heir, as long as the child does not differ at all from the slave, though he is master of all.
在第四章的第一节说，承受产业的虽然是全业的主人，代为孩童的时候却与奴仆毫无分别。
So Paul continued to explain to the members in Galatia that they should not follow the old ways, but rather they should remember to know that Christ, in our faith, we are justified.
在这里，保罗再一次提醒这些加拉太人，他们不要再做以前的事情，而要靠着耶稣基督一信称义。
And then verse 8 to verse 20, Paul used a sentimental argument against those who do not believe that we are justified by faith.
从第八节到二十节，保罗这里用关怀的语气来跟他们再一次的提醒他们，因信称义的道理。
And verse 8 say, But then indeed, when you did not know God, you served those which by nature are not gods.
第八节这里说到，但从前你们不认识神的时候，是给那些本来不是神的做奴仆。
Then verse 9 say, But now, after you have known God, or rather are known by God, how it is that you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements to which you desire again to be bondage.
第九节，现在你们既然已经认识神，更可说是被神所认识的，怎么还能归回那懦弱无用的小学，情愿再给他做奴仆呢？
So you can see Paul with a smooth tone try to explain to them and make them emotionally to feel why they turning back to the old ways instead of understanding that they are justified by their faith.
所以在这里第八节、第九节，我们可以看得出来，保罗这里是带着情感的来跟他们劝勉他们，不要再归回他们原来做的行为。
And then from verse 21 to verse 31, he used allegorical argument to argue against those who do not believe that we are justified by our faith.
在21节和22节这里，保罗用另外一种方式来提醒一信真义的道理。
Let's study this a little bit together.
我们来一起来仔细来看一段这一段圣经。
And verse 21 said, Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law?
21节这里提到说，你们这愿意在律法之下的人，请告诉我，请告诉我，你们岂没有听见律法吗？
And verse 22 says, For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a born woman, the other by a free woman.
22节这边提到，因为律法上记着，亚伯拉罕有两个儿子，一个是使女生的，一个是自主之妇人生的。
But he who was of the born woman was born according to the flesh, and he of the free woman through promise.
23节，然而那使女生的是靠着血气所生的，那自主之妇人所生的是凭着应许所生的。
This is a very important concept for us to understand.
这一段圣经节记载了非常重要的道理。
We know that Abraham had more than two sons.
我们知道亚伯拉罕不止两个儿子。
But according to the law, if you want to be under the law, Abraham had only two sons.
但是我们以律法来看，要在律法上面来讲的话，亚伯拉罕有两个儿子。
And one son born of a born woman that is from Hagar.
一个是从使女夏甲所生的。
And this one son is born of promise, which is to Sarah.
另外一个是从自主之妇人撒拉所生的。
And verse 24, which being symbolic, for these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai which gave birth to bondage, which is Hagar.
24节这里继续提到说，这两妇人就是两个约，一个约是出于西乃山生子为奴，就是夏甲。
So in other words, if they do not believe, they are justified by faith.
所以换一句话说，如果他们不相信，他们是因信称义的。
They still live under bondage.
所以他们还是在律法的限制之下。
If they are live under bondage, they still live under Hagar.
所以如果他们还在律法约束之下的话，他们还是经由夏甲所生的。
But in verse 25 say, For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia and correspond to Jerusalem which now is, and is in the bondage with her children.
第25节这里提到说，夏甲他两个字指的就是亚拉伯的西乃山，与现在耶路撒冷同类，是因为耶路撒冷和他儿女都是为奴的。
So Paul tried to use this to prove that if they want to be saved,They must understand that, they must understand that through Christ they can be justified.
所以在这里，保罗要用这两个不同妇人生下来的两个不同的约来跟他们解释，只能信称义。
And let's think about ourselves.
让我们来想一想我们自己。
Do we truly understand we're the chosen people of God?
我们真正的了解所谓作为选民是什么意思吗？
Do we truly understand that we are the true church of God?
我们真的了解我们是神的真教会的意义吗？
Because we can be born of many ways.
因为我们可以是不同的方式所生出来的。
Let's turn to the book of John, John chapter 1.
我们来看一下约翰福音的第一章。
The book of John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1 verse 13.
约翰福音第一章第十三节。
So let's start from verse 12.
从第十二节开始。
John chapter 1 verse 12.
约翰福音第一章第十二节。
But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, verse 13.
第十三节。
Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God.
十二节，凡接待他的，就是信他名的，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。十三节，这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
So if we look at verse 13 closely,
所以我们来仔细来看一下第十三节这里提到的。
There are four ways to be born of.
有四种方法，有四种不同方法。
But it's only one way that we can be born of. That is, we can become the children of God.
但是这四种里面只有一种生的方式是神的儿女。
That's why in verse 13 say first, who, if we are children of God, who are, were born not of blood?
在第十三节这边第一个提到的是不是从血气生的。
Actually, the born out of blood is very natural.
事实上从血气生的是很自然的事情。
But even though it's natural, doesn't mean that you can become the children of God.
但是这种自然的方式不代表你可以变成神的儿女。
Then the second, no of the will of the flesh.
第二种是不是从情欲生的。
Actually, to be born of the flesh is also very natural.
事实上从情欲生也是非常自然的一件事。
But it doesn't mean we can become the children of God.
但这种方式并不能让我们变成神的儿女。
No of the will of man.
第三种是也不是从人意生的。
To be born of will of man is also very natural.
不是从人一生的，其实也是很自然的方式。
But it doesn't mean that we are children of God.
但是这种方式并不能让我们变成神的人。
But to be born of God is not so natural.
唯一是从神生的这种不自然的方式。
But it's not the natural way. It's the way to become children of God.
但这不自然方式是唯一的方法，可以让我们成为神的儿女。
So if we look at ourselves, what are we born of?
我们来想一想，我们到底是哪一种方式生
的？ Of course, we are born of God.
我们当然是从神生的。
We are born of God through the baptism, through the baptism and receiving the Holy Spirit.
当我们接受受洗的时候，我们就是从神生的。
So that's why for us, you can see there's many different churches in the world.
所以啊，我们可以在这看到这世界上有非常多的不同的教派。
Maybe you know, there's many of them. It is also born of blood and born of the flesh and born the will of man.
这不同的教派有些也是从血气生的，有些血人意生的。
But they are not children of God.
但他们并不属于神的儿女。
But only those who are born of God are children of God.
只有从神生的才是属于神的儿女。
And that's why for us, we have to understand this concept.
所以我们要非常清楚这一个。
Let's go back to Galatians chapter 4.
我们再回来看加拉太书的第四章。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 26.
第四章的第二十六节。
If we are born any other way besides born of God, and then we still live under sin.
我们如果除了从神生的其他的任何方法生的，我们都不是属于神的儿女。
Because those who are born of blood cannot please God.
因为从血气所生的并不能喜悦神。
And those who are born by the will of the flesh also cannot please God.
不能从情欲生的也不能讨神的喜悦。
Those who are born of the will of man also cannot please God.
从人意生的也不能讨神的喜悦。
Only those of us who are born of God we can please Him.
只有从神生的才能讨神的喜悦。
That's why verse 26 says, "But the Jerusalem above is free, which is the mother of us all."
所以在第四章的二十六节这里提到说，但在上的耶路撒冷是自主的，它是我们的
母。Of course, the Jerusalem above is the true Jesus Church.
这里提到的在上的就是耶稣。
And the true Jesus Church is the mother of us all.
是真教会，真教会是我们的母。
So that's why many times we mention the true church is the bride of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们很多时候提到说真教会是耶稣基督的心腹。
And Christ himself is the bridegroom.
基督是真教会的新郎。
That's why in verse 28 it says, Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are children of promise.
28节这里提到说我们是凭着应许做儿女就如同以撒一样。
So there's many different ways that we can be born of.
所以有各种各样不同方式 生下来
but only one that is born of promise that was Isaac
但只有 一个是凭着应许所做生下来做儿女就像
and we just like Isaac
而我们就是像以撒一样
we born of the promise
我们是凭着应许所出生的
let's go to the book of Genesis
我们来看一下创世纪
Genesis chapter 21.
来看一下创世纪的第二十一章。
Genesis chapter 21.
创世纪二十一章。
And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. The Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken. Verse 2.
第二节。
For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, all the set time of which God had spoken to him.So we know that during this time that God is the one that visits Sarah, and after he visits Sarah, and then Isaac was conceived.
我们可以看到这里提到说神的话临到撒拉，然后撒拉就怀孕了。
So that's why Isaac is born according to the will of God.
所以我们可以看到说以撒这里是凭着应许所怀孕的。
So without God visiting Sarah, actually, it would not, you know, become like a promise that is from God.
如果不是神的话临到撒拉，那以撒的出生就不是凭着应许。
Only Isaac are born of the promise.
以撒是唯一凭着应许所出生的。
And we through this Isaac, we also are born of promise.
我们同样的跟以撒一样，我们也是凭着应许做儿女。
That's why the day when we are baptized.
所以当我们在接受洗礼的时候
is the day that we are born through the promise.
就是我们凭着应许出生的时候
The promise that we will inherit the kingdom of heaven
这个应许就是我们将来会得到天国的产业
The promise that we are the children of God
也这个应许就是我们会做神的儿女
So because of this, we really should have strong faith
所以因为这样我们要有很坚强的信心。
And doesn't matter how we think about our church, everything it conclude that we are the true church of God.
不管我们看到教会有什么样的软弱，我们是一个真教会。
Just think about our personal experience.
让我们想一想我们亲身所经历的事情。
Just think what the scriptures say about our church.
让我们仔细地来研讨经上是怎么记载的。
Just think what we have, you know, we've been free since we come to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
只要想一想我们是来信主以后我们得到自由。
So this is why our church is a true church of God.
从这些我们可以再再证明我们的教会是神的真教会。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ have justified us through our Lord Jesus through himself.
因为借着耶稣基督我们因信称义。
Let's go back to Galatians chapter 1.
我们再回到加拉太书的第一章。
So as a messenger of God, we need to have a certain kind of attitude.
作为神的使者我们必须要有一些态度。
After we are sent by God,
我们作为从神蒙召作为神的使者。
After God revealed to us the true message,
神指示给我们的旨意。
After we continue to speak in truth,
我们照着神的旨意来说真理。
And after we learn to be not to have partiality,
我们待人不偏待人。
And after we learn to defend the gospel of truth,
我们为了真理来征战。
Then for sure when we serve God, we serve him with a willing heart.
我们来到神面前用甘愿的心来服侍他。
And when we think about that, we become very joyful.
当我们想到这些的时候，我们就会感到很喜乐。
Let's go to Galatians chapter 1 verse 3.
我们现在来看一下加拉太书的第一章第三节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 3.
加拉太书第一章第三节。
Grace to you and peace from God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 4.
第四节。
Who gave himself for our sin that he might deliver us from this present evil age according to the will of God and Father. Verse 5.
第五节。
To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So this is when Paul write to the church in Galatians, he told them that grace to you and peace from God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在这里保罗在写信给这个加拉太的教会的时候，他说到恩典和平安来自父神。
After we come to know our Lord Jesus Christ,
当我们来到主的面前来认识他。
His peace should always manifest inside our heart.
主耶稣所赐给我们的平安应该是跟着我们。
Because we understand we are justified by faith.
而我们了解因信称义的道理。
And because of this, we have the hope that one day we'll die and resurrected and be with our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们知道我们因信得义，所以我们将来会回到天国去。
But if we never have peace inside our heart,
如果我们从来没有从耶稣来的平安，
because we do not understand our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们就不能真正了解耶稣基督。
Because we do not understand how much God have done for us,
因为我们就不能了解到底神赐给我们什么样的平安。
If we never have peace inside our heart,
我们就在心中从来没有平安。
So we're just like the people in the world.
所以我们就跟外面的人一样。
I share with some of you about, you know, that a movie star, Heath Ledger.
我曾经跟某些人谈过有一个电影明星。
You can see he's only 28 years old.
他虽然只有28岁。
But even though at 28 years old, of course he's a millionaire, because he's quite a famous movie star.
因为他是一个很有名的电影明星，所以他虽然才28岁就已经拥有很大的财富。
But I think 3-4 weeks ago, they found him dead in his apartment in New York.
但是几个礼拜前，他在他自己的公寓里面被人家发现已经死了。
And why did he die?
他怎么死的呢？
Because of prescription medication.
他死的原因是因为他用了药。
Even though he was famous,
虽然他是一个非常有名的电影明星,
even though he was a millionaire,
虽然他拥有非常大的财富,
but he cannot sleep, he have no peace inside his heart.
但是他没有平安在他的心里，所以他晚上没办法好好睡觉。
So because of this, he always had to take, you know, 6, 7, 8 different kind of prescription medication to calm him down.
所以因为这个原因，他得用四五种不同的医生指示的药来让他能睡觉。
Of course, after taking this, and then he just died because the medication just killed him.
但是因为他同时间用了太多种的药，所以这些药让他失去了他生命。
This is the people in the world. Because they have no peace and no joy. It's only right because they have no peace and no joy. Why? Because they do not have our Lord Jesus Christ. But how about for us? Why some of us go through major depression? Why some of us we feel so sad every day? And why some of us have no peace inside our heart? The reason we have all these things is because our relationship with God is not good. If we truly understand the treasure that's stored for us in heaven, how can we be sad in this life? So as a messenger of God, we have to go out there and preach the gospel, encourage one another with a peaceful and joyful heart.
所以作为神的使者, 我们要, 勇敢地出去传福音, 并且把我们的所领受到的平安和喜乐跟别人来分享。
Because we know in verse 4, who gave himself for our sin, our Lord Jesus Christ have gave himself for our sin.
因为在第四节这里我们可以看到, 基督,
So because of this and then, we do not worry about death.
因为基督他已经为我们的罪舍了他自己,
because the wages of sin is death.
因为罪的工价就是死。
So if our Lord Jesus Christ already redeemed us from our sin, this means what we have is the hope for eternal life.
所以在第四节这里讲到, 如果基督已经为了我们的罪舍己，我们的工价已经付了, 所以我们将来就有永生。
But our Lord Jesus Christ also will deliver us from this present evil age. Can you imagine the time Paul also, you know, said that the time that he lived in was very evil?
我们想想看，当保罗在写这个这一封信书信的时候，是很多年前，但是他觉得他那个时代也是最恶的时代。
But how much more that the evil prevail nowadays in our generation?
想一想，这么多年过去了，我们这个时代罪恶比他们那个时代多多少呢？
But it doesn't matter.
但这不重要。
Because we are in Christ.
因为我们是在主里的人。
Because as the world can become more wicked each day,
世界每一天都变得更邪恶。
But we ourselves always can have peace and joy.
但是我们心里永远都有平安和喜乐。
Knowing that our Lord Jesus Christ has redeemed us from our sin.
因为我们知道基督已经为我们的罪舍己。
So that's why for us it's very important to live a life that is full of liberty through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以很重要的是我们要经由耶稣基督过一个自主的生活。
And as a messenger of God, we should not bond, have bondage ourselves to the things of this world.
作为神的使者, 我们也不应该让我们自己,
Let's go to Galatians chapter 5.
我们现在来继续看加拉太书的第五章。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 1.
第五章的第一节。
Verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
第五章第一节, 基督释放了我们, 叫我们得以自由, 所以要站立得稳, 不要再被奴仆的恶,
our life should be peace upon peace.
我们的生活应该是, 平安加上平安。
Because through our Lord Jesus Christ, we have a liberty to live a life that has to have freedom, not have bondage under our sin.
因为借由基督释放我们,
so this means, if we think about what we do in this world,
我们想一想我们在, 世界的生活,
actually sometimes we get up every morning and go to work, this is quite a burden.
我们每天早上起床, 去上班, 这是一个很大的负担。
But if we go to work and try to preach the gospel to our fellow workers, this gives us the freedom to live a life of liberty.
但如果我们, 在公司遇到, 我们的, 我们的同事，我们可以跟他们传扬神的道理的话，我们就在我们工作上面得到自由。
So chapter 5 verse 1 to verse 6 is talking about the liberty that the Galatians have from circumcision.
从第一节到第六节这边提到，跟加拉太人他们提到，他们不用再受割礼的自由。
Because he was explaining to them, why do you want to go back to the bondage?
因为保罗在这里一直跟他们强调说，你们为什么要回到旧的世界的, 辖制。
Because in verse 2 it says, indeed I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing.
第二节这里提到说，我保罗告诉你们，若受割礼，基督就与你们无益了。
So if we think we can be saved through works, and this means Christ have died for us for nothing, Christ will profit us nothing.
所以，如果我们认为我们做的事情能让我们得救的话，那基督对我们就无益了。
But in verse 3 says, "And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is indebted to keep the whole law."
第三节这里提到说，我在指着凡受割礼的人，确实的说，他是欠着行权律法的债。
Actually, if they go back to the old ways of to be circumcised.
因为如果他们再继续遵守旧的教条来受割礼的话，
so if they believe that old ways, and then this means they have to follow all the laws and regulations during the Old Testament.
因为如果他们要回去旧的律法来受割礼的话，那就代表他们要完全的行律法。
So if they do this, and then verse 4, they have become estranged to our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果他们真的要这样做的话，就像第四节这里提到说，要靠律法称义的人就是与基督隔绝了。
Why? Because they want to attempt to be justified by the law.
因为代表他们是要靠律法称义。
If they want to be justified by the law, then no longer they're under grace.
如果他们是要靠律法称义的，他们就从恩典中坠落了。
Of course, they will fall from grace.
所以就离开了神的恩典。
But then verse 5 says, "For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith."
第五节这里提到说，我们靠着圣灵凭着信心等候所盼望的义。
This is make us different between our church and different church in the world.
这一节就清楚地告诉我们，我们教会跟别的教会不同的地方。
We know what we believe.
我们知道我们信的是什么。
And we know what are we waiting for.
我们知道我们在等候的是什么。
Of course, we wait for the hope that Lord Jesus Christ will manifest on the end days when we become justified through our faith.In our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们等候当耶稣再来的时候，我们能凭着信心在他面前称义。
Because in verse 6 says, "For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love."
第六节提到说，在耶稣基督里面受割礼不受割礼全无功效，唯独使人发仁爱的信心才有功效。
So even though nowadays we are a little bit different from the members in Galatia.
虽然我们跟加拉太这些这些人是有不一样的地方。
But nevertheless, never forget that we are saved through faith by the grace of God.
但是我们不要忘记，我们都是因信称义，然后靠着神的恩典来得
到救恩。But if we think we can work and to reach the eternal life, it's impossible.
如果我们认为我们可以靠着自己的行为来进入天国，这是不可能的。
Because every single one of us, and doesn't matter how good we are, we always gonna fall short of God's glory.
因为不管我们怎么样做，我们只是人，我们做的事情一定不会一定会在神面前有亏欠。
But if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
但如果我们信基督耶稣，
and we are justified by our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们经由在耶稣基督里面因信称义，
and only then the hope will manifest inside our hearts.
所以我们所求的盼望就会在我们心里。
So as the messenger of God.
所以作为神的使者，
we always should live life of peace and joy.
我们要过着平安和喜乐的生活。
We should always live a life that is have liberty under Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要在基督耶稣里面过着有自由的生活。
So may God continue to help us and strengthen us.
愿神继续的帮助我们，带领我们。
Let's bow our head and pray in silence.
我们来默祷。
Amen.